You could make your deepest desires reality.
What if?
You could surmount your hardest challenges with ease.
What if?
You could push yourself to the limit.
What if?
You could take your life and completely change it.
Now you can.
Justin Sachs will teach you to create the results in life you've always dreamed of. Call 888-357-4441 or go to justinsachsonline.com to sign up for your free strategy session. Find out how to maximize your potential and create the life of your dreams.
Hello and welcome to Motivational Minds Radio. My name is Justin Sachs, and today we have with us Dr. Charlotte Resnick, who's the author of Your Child's Imagination, How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success. Charlotte, welcome to the show.
Oh, very welcome to be here. And the exact title is The Power of Your Child's Imagination.
Oh, you know, thanks for correcting me. I appreciate that. Tell us about the book. What had you write it?
You know, I really wanted to share with parents and professionals all the work I've been doing with kids for many years, in that there are just some simple things you could do to help children access their own answers, their own information, to calm themselves, to find a peace inside that is not normally seen often in children these days.
And what do you find when you research the power of a child's imagination? What do we really get to look at?
We see that once they start to do some deep breathing, which I call the balloon breath, and calm themselves, they have a plethora of amazing wisdom inside. That as much as there is outside stimulation and information coming at them, there's that much more inside.
And isn't this something that teenagers are kind of doing automatically, or children are doing automatically in terms of their imagination? I mean, it seems like we're all having childhood imaginary friends and things like that. What has us need to cultivate that imagination in children?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Kids space off all the time. I tell teenagers, in fact, I'm teaching them a way to space out that's healthy for them. And it's basically just going inside and asking questions, like having them find a quiet, special place where they could do their inner work, where they could find peace, where people, once they go through the door of their special place, they appreciate them and love them the way they are. So if they're having problems with friends or parents, they could have a little respite from that in this special place. They could connect with how their heart's really feeling, their gut feelings, to develop their intuition. How often do people just sit and connect with themselves? Not too often. It doesn't take too long. Within a minute or two, kids are telling me, oh, my heart's feeling really heavy today. It's really sad about my parents fighting last night. Whereas normally they might just be acting out and irritable at home. And then we find, well, what could help your heart? What does your heart need? Well, it needs to be left alone. It needs a little love. So then I teach them that they could send self-love to themselves, whether it's through their heart or through colors. They'll even use colors. If a child is angry and has red anger in his hands and feet, where he usually kicks someone or hits someone, well, we could find, where's peace? Maybe we send peace and calm. Maybe calm is in his shoulders. Send that blue calm to his hands, and it kind of covers over the anger. One boy actually found love in his heart and sent that to his anger, and he said that worked much better than sending calm to it, because it sort of made all the anger disappear.
Just incredible. What types of do we have any research on long-term results of children's imagination? You know, if it's cultivated and if we do the things that you're talking about, what the impacts are long-term?
You know, there's a lot of research on using imagery, guided imagery, self-hypnosis with children. There is a lot with adults as well, and then the children's research followed. And so we found it really helps to reduce headaches, increase the immune response. You could use it. We know it's used in athletics all the time to increase peak performance. There are several books written on adults with the inner game of tennis. And Michael Phelps, when he won the 8 gold medals last summer at the Olympics, he said when everyone was saying it couldn't be done, all it took was a little imagination. And those athletes just go over and over again in their minds, imagining themselves getting the gold, making that basket.
Now, how can you talk about writing, drawing, music? How can these elements be used to empower a child's imagination?
You know, I find that it really enriches the whole experience. For example, I'll play very soft music in the background, and it helps the kids relax more deeply, and it keeps them in that relaxed state. And sometimes they don't even hear my words. They're just kind of relaxing to the music. So you want to use that music when you can. It's not always available or even necessary, but just enriches the experience. And in terms of drawing and writing, I find that after doing some imagination work or imagery work with children, it's a wonderful way to find out what's going on inside them. So not only can you see what's going on by their drawing, you could then work with that drawing. Like one boy drew a whole ocean of sharks, filled with sharks, and he was about, there was a boy about to fall in and be eaten. And so I was able to just say, gosh, could anything help the boy? Just to see what his resources were. And he said, oh, yeah, we could throw him a life preserver and then pull him out of the water so he'd be safe. So then you see that even though a problem comes up, and in this case it was metaphoric, he wasn't actually going to be eaten by sharks, but he felt really stressed at school, that there are ways to overcome the problem. So, there is a way out. If he's being bullied at school, there is a way to get around it. Maybe it's someone to come over and help him. Maybe it's for him to walk away. But by tapping into his imagination of a place that we bypass the conscious defenses and we bypass the logical thinking, we come up with creative answers. I mean, even Einstein said when he developed the theory of relativity that he imagined himself floating on that beam of light.
Just incredible. Absolutely incredible. So what are the things that, parents who are struggling with challenging children, fighting all the time, what are the things that you recommend they do to get their teens and their children back on, the right path, per se?
You know, it depends who they're fighting with, whether they're fighting with their parents or they're fighting with their siblings. I guess you might approach it differently. I mean, for younger kids, it's often they're fighting with their siblings, and maybe the teens are trying to pull away, so they're fighting with their parents. But usually I look under the anger because anger seems to be a secondary emotion. So we might even have them picture what's under the anger, what's hiding under it. Maybe it's being hurt, that they felt hurt from the other person or disappointed. I know one girl that any time her parents would say no to her, she would feel hurt, like maybe she wasn't worthy of something when it was just they were trying to set limits. So then we want to deal with the hurt underneath, and you could do that also with the imagination. She imagined what the hurt little girl was trying to say, and then imagined herself being older and wiser and having gotten through this problem, and then talking back to the anger and comforting her and saying, it's okay, it's okay, sweetie. I'm here to take care of you now. Don't worry so much. So by comforting herself, it's much more empowering than if her parent even comforted her, because it's really coming from the source of that hurt, which is from inside her.
Now, what are the most important tools and strategies that parents can use in harnessing their children's imaginations? What are the biggest tidbits you give?
You know, I've developed kind of 9 tools that I've put together over time, and one we mentioned was the balloon breath, which is basically deep breathing about 2 to 3 inches below your belly button, and that calms and centers the whole body. It's physiologically, it will do that. And then the second tool is finding a special place, which we mentioned, a place of peace, kind of a sanctuary from the world where they could do the rest of the inner work, so it forms a foundation. And then it's kind of connecting with what I call inner guides, which would be imaginary animal friends that have your best interests at heart. Younger kids love animals, and some older kids do too. Or a wise person. And then if they need even more magic, they bring in a wizard, because sometimes the animal friends don't do the job or they go on vacation. It's kind of like Harry Potter. Wizards are so popular these days that it's easy to access that kind of an image. And the idea is that when you have a problem, for example, you mentioned that you're fighting a bug this morning, a bug inside, not an actual bug. You might call in a helper to see what you could do. And so your helper might say, Justin, you've been running around too much. You definitely need to slow down, take the rest of the day off, or drink plenty, you know, eat different foods, no more junk food for you for a couple of days. And your own body has this wisdom. And when you call in this imaginary animal friend, it's really a different part of yourself. So it's kind of a nice thing to cultivate. Or one little girl who was quite angry, she found that her anger was like a red bull in her knee. And it was there to protect her from other people's anger. That when they got mad at her, her red bull could come up through her throat and lash out. And so to calm that down, because she was an angry little girl getting herself into trouble, she found something else that would help. And the Red Bull even suggested a filter that she could put in her neck, that when her words came out, her angry words came out, they didn't sound so angry. And then normally the little filter rested in her foot until she needed it. And then as a backup, in case the filter didn't get there, she had some red potion, love potion in her heart. And when she sprinkled it on the angry bull, it quieted him and made him happy and peaceful and put him to sleep.
Now, especially now, I'm finding that, you know, more and more we're hearing about bullying in schools. What is it that you would say makes the biggest difference? What should we really be doing to empower teenagers and to empower youth that are suffering from bullying?
We want to build up their sense of themselves on both sides, because sometimes the bully feels bad about himself. So to make himself feel better, he'll try to put someone else down. And, of course, it doesn't serve a really good purpose because they're both in bad shape. But you want to start building up the child who's being bullied so he feels stronger, because often bullies pick on kids that are weak and vulnerable and are easy to push around. So you want to help empower that child to feel that he's in good shape no matter what, and he is valuable and he is important on this planet and at his school, and to be able to have the confidence to speak up, to tell the bully to go away, or to, if they're younger, get some help on that bully. But the underlying, underneath it all, I do believe it's that insecurity in both parts, in both kids, that they can't relate on an equal footing. The bully has to put a person down to make himself feel higher, and the person that's being put down is so insecure that he can't stand up for himself.
So powerful, so powerful. Charlotte Resnick, tell us, how can we get in contact with you? How can we find out more on your website or something like that, purchase your book? Where can we get in contact with you?
Oh, great. Well, you could email me or go to my website first, which is www.imageryforkids.com, and that's imageryforkids.com. And there's information about the book and lots of articles and CDs that go along with relaxation in the book, and ways to contact me.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. It was so great to have you with us, and we look forward to having you join us again in the future as well.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you.